This is good morning, everyone. For inspiration and religion with Cantor Scott on 860 AM WWDB or always on 97.5 HD2. We are here on Father's Day, a blessed Father's Day to all. If you're listening live on Sunday morning, I would like to wish everyone who is a father, of course, a happy Father's Day. There is a very special blessing in Judaism. It begins with the Hebrew words, Yivarechecha. It is the 15-word benediction that rabbis have been teaching their children and students for thousands of years. And I would like to say it for all of the fathers in English. And the words go like this. They're very, very special. May God bless you and keep you. May God shine his countenance down upon you. May God give you peace. And certainly to all of the fathers, may God give you peace on this Father's Day and certainly every day. May God give you peace and completeness and totalness in every essence of life, in physically, financially, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, emotionally, in all of your relationships. A happy and healthy Father's Day on this blessed Sunday. So I hope everyone has fulfilled many of their dreams and goals and aspirations for you, your family, and all those that you come into contact with each and every day. Certainly, it is summertime. Hey, happy summer to all. And also, certainly God is with us in the summertime. God is not just with us September through June. So wherever you may be, whether it's a staycation, a vacation, your children or grandchildren at camp, whether you're going on day trips, God is always with us, no matter whether it's the summer or not. There's a very special word in Hebrew called Emmanuel. That means God is with us. And God is always with us no matter what day, what time, what season. In Judaism, Emmanuel means God is with us. In every city that has a sizable population, you will always find churches and synagogues with the name Emmanuel or Emmanuel. God is with us. And indeed, if you wake up in the morning knowing that God is with us, you will have a very, very blessed day. You have to acknowledge God. Say the Hebrew word, Hineni. Here I am. Hineni was said by many of our patriarchs throughout Jewish history as an acknowledgement that we are here, body, mind, and soul, and strength. The first paragraph of the Shema, the most important words in Judaism, is called the V'ahavta, which means, and you shall love. Loving God is not a choice that we have. It's a commandment. It's not, well, if I want to, I will, but if I don't, I won't. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment that we are made, we are born, we are created by God to love God with all our hearts and our souls and our minds. And from that come all of our dreams, all of our goals, and all of our aspirations to live a life of blessing. When we love God, God says, here they are. He or she is listening to me. He or she is acknowledging me. They are making me aware that they have me in their hearts and their souls and everything that makes us total and complete. The most common word in Judaism for peace is shalom. But shalom doesn't just mean an absence of war. It means a completeness and totalness in all aspects of life. So when we acknowledge to God that we are at peace, P-E-A-C-E, we are acknowledging that here I am. I am ready to set my goals and dreams in motion. When we acknowledge that there is a God and God is Emmanuel, God is with us, we are telling God, I am ready, set those goals in motion, set those dreams in motion, set everything that I would like in life to live in a godly way, to live in the image of God, set that in motion. So when you wake up in the morning, even in the summertime, acknowledge that God is Emmanuel, that God is with us, and you and you shall have a very, very blessed day. And I'm always looking for the blessings in our community. If you, your children, your grandchildren, neighbors, those who you come in contact with, are giving some blessing to our community, please contact me. It would be my honor to spread the word of joy, to spread the word that there are people, many, many people, young and old in our community who are making our world a better place because they are performing what we call in Judaism, gemilut chasadim, acts of love and kindness. They are repairing the world. They are performing, another word that is very common no matter what religion you are, a mitzvah, a good deed. And I'm always bragging about those who people contact me about. And today, it is my honor and privilege to brag about Hattie Madden. And she became, Hattie became a bat mitzvah, a daughter of the commandments on June 11th, just last week. And she had to write a speech about what she learned from her portion of the Torah. Non-Jews call it the Old Testament. We all call it the Bible. And it would be my honor to read some of the words from Hattie. She wrote, "There are many themes in my Torah portion, which is called Be'ha'alotecha. Today, I choose to speak about when someone you love hurts you. You can never give up on them. This occurs in my Torah portion when Miriam, Moses' sister, insults Moses and is punished with leprosy, a terrible skin disease. Despite Miriam's actions, Moses did not ignore her or say, 'You hurt my feelings, so I am going to leave you.' Instead, he supported Miriam during her illness. Moses did this because before he was born, Moses said that all baby boys must be placed and killed in the Nile River. Miriam hid in the bushes by the river when his mom placed him in a wicker basket on the Nile River to make sure that he remained safe. And most of us know the story that he was picked up by the daughter of the Pharaoh. And as they say, the rest is history. In relating this story to my life," Hattie says, "I think of the two people that have always done so much for me, my parents. My parents always protect, love, and care for me and my sister. This past year has been so very hard for my family, from the passing of my father's best friend and one of our closest friends, to my father's injury, to my IBD, that's inflammatory bowel disease diagnosis, and my grandfather's passing. Despite these hardships, my parents were always supporting me and my sister. Both my mom and dad stuck by me when I was going through the diagnosis of my IBD, the inflammatory bowel disease. So now it was my time to be there for them, like they always are there for me. After my father's accident, I was always right next to him. Anything that he asked, I would do." These are such inspiring words by Hattie. She continues, "I just tried to love my family the best I could, to keep everyone happy and to brighten their mood. My Torah portion reminded me that being there for my loved ones is so important. And while I know my parents and my sister will always support me, I learned this year that in difficult times, it is my responsibility to love and support them as well." Certainly inspiring words by Hattie that we certainly all can learn from. And for her, we all say amen. If you have inspiring stories of your children or grandchildren, please contact me any way that you would like. All my contact information is on kantterborsky.com or any of my social media. Any of the stories that I speak about on Inspiration and Religion on WWDB, whether you're listening live or on podcast 24/7 on WWDBAM.com, or any of my social media, can be found on my blog, thedailyblessings.com, thedailyblessings.com, with more information, more pictures, more links, videos. It is a way to wake up in the morning and fill your heart and soul with faith, just like you fill your car so it may go. You know, granted, it's more expensive to fill your car these days, but nonetheless, it is a must that you must fill your car the same way. You must fill your heart with faith each and every day. Go to thedailyblessings.com each and every morning. It'll bring you blessings, joy, and happiness, I promise. And I also promise our sponsors, whom without inspiration and religion would not be possible, that they will bring you joy and happiness as well. It is a welcoming proudness of our newest sponsor, Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Their slogan is comfort and care you will smile about. They are ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine, and that is a big deal. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their very best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Drs. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results in treatment you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you and for them. For them, we all say amen. I am always looking for inspirational and religious programming in movies and in television and in music. And we all know it is not easy to find. Most of Hollywood is not religious. Most music is not religious or inspirational. Most television shows are certainly not inspirational and religious and are not recommended for children that at least I know, or my children whatsoever. But this past week, I read about a wonderful new streaming new series called Young David. And in collaboration with Minnow Streaming goes Young David. It is set for fall of 2023, and I would like to tell you about it. It sounds wonderful to me, and it sounds like something that would allow us to live in the image of God. And Minnow Slingshot USA and Sunrise Animation Studios announced today a robust partnership to elevate faith-based media. And after all, isn't that what all of us are looking for? Faith-based media for kids and families. The global deal includes development and production of original content and faith-based family entertainment. For their first collaboration called Young David, brings to life the story of one of the greatest kings in history when he was still just a teen. Stepping into David's early life as a shepherd with a slingshot and sheep and goats to look after, Young David is a storytelling at its best, exciting and engaging and ready to inspire audiences of all ages around the globe. This is the first step to many more to come from this partnership of industry innovators. Young David releases in fall 2023. And that will certainly be a blessing to all of us. And on that, we can certainly say amen. Last week, well, for those of you who know that I help run a wonderful animal rescue organization called Cantor Scott's Animal Rescue. And last week at the wonderful Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, we had a pet loss service, a grief loss service for those who have recently lost their pets or not so recently lost their pets. It was live. People had the honor, and we had the honor of them coming live. And it was also shown, streamed on the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals YouTube website. And if you would like to watch this service, if you or someone that you know have recently lost a pet, I know for certain that this service will bring joy to their heart. Please watch it on the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals YouTube page. If you need that link, please contact the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or contact me in any way that you would like. I will email to you that link so you can watch in the comfort of your home with family and friends and be inspired by the prayers and the blessings and the messages of the loss of your pet. And please know that you are never alone. There are always those who can share experiences with you. Once a month, we come together either in person or online to share experiences and to share comfort if you have lost a pet. So please contact me if I can help you in any way. As on that, we can certainly all say amen. And speaking of the wonderful folks at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Conveniently located off of Route 38 in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving the Jewish community of South Jersey since 1992, and all communities, all traditions, all religions, all backgrounds are a whole wonderful, blessed community since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. And for them, we all say, amen. We all know that prices are going up in everything, including food. And there was this wonderful article that I found that you can find on thedailyblessings.com. It speaks about with food shortages and food prices spiking, more Americans are trying gardening, and it has become more popular than ever. Certainly, I would love to hear if you are trying to grow your own food for the very first time. This is certainly inspiring to me, and the article says, are you concerned about hyperinflation and the threat of food shortages? Growing food relieves your climbing grocery budget and fears of food availability when you don't know what to expect from grocery stores. And allaboutgardening.com found new research revealed a trend that shows that more and more folks are creating their own garden in their backyard or wherever they may live. And that is certainly inspiring. And I would love to hear about your inspiring stories if you are starting to grow your own food for you and your family and friends due to the growing of the prices, the spiking of inflation. Is certainly an inspiring story that all of us would love to hear about and to stay in touch with each other to see the best way that we can help with our food budget, because food budgets are certainly very, very important to all aspects of our lives that make us total human being and allow us totally and completely to live in the image of God. And one of those ways is to lessen the tension that we have, lessen the problems, the financial aspects of our lives. And if growing your own food can certainly help with that, I would love to hear about it so I can share your stories and inspire others. And certainly for that, we can all say amen. And we can certainly bless our food. We know that in many religions, saying a blessing before we eat is often commonplace. And in Judaism, saying a blessing after we eat is commonplace as well. It's a double blessing to thank God, because eating each day, we know many of us, and this is a problem, take it for granted. But we have to turn the ordinariness into a blessing, as we say, turn the ordinary into extraordinary. And saying blessings before and after your food turns that something that we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or more times a day into something very, very special. So I would encourage you, in any language you want, and with any tradition, any religion you are, any background you are, to say blessings before and after you eat, especially now when the prices are going up, especially now with inflation. inflation, especially now that all of us cannot just take food for granted, that there are so many, even in our community, even in our street, people that we know. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't know who has food insecurity, especially in the summertime. We know that millions of children get breakfast at school, they get lunch at school, but what happens? What happens in the summer? And it hurts our hearts even to think about it. What happens to those meals they get free at school when there is no school? That's why it's so important that when we eat, we thank God for the blessing of food. If your family in South Jersey or Philly needs food, has that food insecurity in the summertime, and any organization that you contact is not helping as much as you need, please contact me. My Cantor Scott's Charities. Cantor Scott's Charities gets calls every day to supply food by way of Amazon, by way of any delivery service. Each and every day we get calls for human food. We get calls for pet food. And if we can help, we certainly will. This past week, we sent out two handfuls of families by way of online services and delivery services. You know, Amazon owns Whole Foods. So when people call me for food, I go online and others who help me to Whole Foods order through Amazon and send them the pet food or the human food that relieves as much as we can food insecurities. It's a blessing for them. It's a blessing for us. So call me, share this word, share the good word with those that you know, with friends and family, share it on social media to contact Cantor Borsky. Just go to CantorBorsky.com for any of my contacts or social media. It would be our honor to help relieve so you can find some more peace, some more shalom, some more completeness and totalness in all aspects of life. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen for the men's and boys' store located in the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The owner, Bonnie, is certainly a blessing to all of us. And now that summer is here, they are stocked and receiving every day summer merchandise daily in both their men's and boys' departments. They have sportswear, summerwear, suits, khakis, and shoes, too, for summer weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, First Holy Communion, business get-togethers, family get-together, and custom tailoring, too. Please contact Bonnie at the Men's and Boys Store in the Warminster Shopping Center. And I am proud to say that just recently, very recently, the Men's and Boys Store have won the best in Bucks County in men's clothing. That certainly is an honor to them and an honor to all of us. And not only folks from Bucks County shop there, people from New Jersey, from all over greater Philadelphia go there for the blessings to look as good as possible during these wonderful summer months or any fall occasions coming up. Join Bonnie. Give her a call at 215-914-2060, or just drop by the Warminster Shopping Center to the Men and Boys Store at 320 York Road in Warminster. 320 York Road in Warminster, the Men's and Boys Store. We say amen to Bonnie and her wonderful store that make us all look awesome. So give her a call for that. You know, we are still in June. And June is still Pride Month. And certainly, I am getting calls each and every day for new students that will join me for education or bar and bat mitzvah coming in September. And I'm meeting them online, Zoom or FaceTime. I'm meeting them in person. I'm meeting them in any way that is convenient for them. And I need you to know that since June is Pride Month, I wanted to share my feeling that every student I have when entering my office or meeting me virtually is in a safe place, free from any judgment, preconceived notions, or boxes that they fit into. Basically, they are encouraged to come as they are, welcomed with open arms, or those teens or preteens that may be navigating their own complexities of gender, of lifestyle, of LGBTQ identity, while giving their time and heart to all their wonderful activities, plus finding their way into Judaism and learning about their religion and their tradition and their backgrounds. All of my education is certainly molded to their unique needs of themselves and their families. So students meet me where they are in life right now so they can flourish and be themselves. So call me anytime or contact me anytime in any way so I can help you with that journey. And on that, I know we can all say amen. And I would encourage you, if you have teens and grandchildren and children in your life, to meet them where they are in life. It's especially today, the hardships that teens are with their own selves when they are preteens or teens, or I don't think are like the way that they are when we were young. So it's certainly an honor to them and a privilege to them to meet them where they are in life and to let them know that they need not fit into any box, that they need not fit into any preconceived notions, and for them and on them, we can all say amen. Many of you know, if you're watching me virtually, either on social media or on any way online, I'm always wearing clothing that brings out God in my heart, mind, or soul. I'm wearing clothing that says to God, Hineni, as we spoke about, here I am. And today, you can see I'm wearing a hat, a baseball cap that says, what's it say? It says God with a check mark. You know, those social media check marks that say verified. I mean verified. So God is verified. And certainly God is verified in my life and is my mission through my synagogue, Without Walls, to help you on your journey to make God verified in your life from the moment you wake up to the second that you go to bed. And I can be of help in any way to share some inspiration and religion with you. Please contact me. It would certainly be an honor to me to show you that God is verified. So again, if you are listening today on Sunday, happy Father's Day. Have a blessed day with your family and with all those that you come into contact with. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.